The Tragedy of Hamlet by William Shakespeare. Act 4, Scene 5. Elsinore, a room in the castle. Enter Queen Gertrude, Horatio, and a gentleman. I will not speak with her. She is importunate. Indeed, distract. Her moods will needs be pitied. What would she have? She speaks much of her father, says she hears there's tricks in the world, and hems and beats her heart, spurns enviously at straws, speaks things in doubt that carry but half sense. Her speech is nothing, yet the unshaped use of it doth move the hearers to collection. They aim at it and botch the words up to fit their own thoughts, which as her winks and nods and gestures yield them, indeed would make one think there might be thought, though nothing sure, yet much unhappily. Her good she were spoken with, for she may strew dangerous conjectures in ill-breeding minds. Let her come in. Horatio exits. To my sick soul, as sin's true nature is, each toy seems prologue to some great amiss. So full of artless jealousy as guilt, it spills itself in fearing to be spilt. Horatio re-enters with Ophelia. Where is the righteous majesty of Denmark? How now, Ophelia? How should I your true love know from another one, by his cockle hat and staff and his sandal shoon? Alas, sweet lady, what imports this song? Say you, nay, pray you, mark. She sings. He is dead and gone, lady, he is dead and gone. At his head a grass-green turf, at his heels a stone. Nay, but, Ophelia, pray you, mark. Ophelia sings. White his shroud as the mountain snow. King Claudius enters. Alas, look here, my lord. Ophelia sings. Lauded with sweet flowers, which bewept to the grave did go with true love showers. How do you, pretty lady? Well, God ild you. They say the owl was a beggar's daughter. Lord, we know what we are, but know not what we may be. God be at your table. Conceit upon her father. Pray you, let's have no words of this, but when they ask you what it means, say you this. And Ophelia sings again. Tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day, all in the morning be time, and I am made at your window to be your valentine. Then up he rose and donned his clothes, and upped the chamber door, let in the maid that outer maid never departed more. Pretty Ophelia. Indeed, la, without an oath, I'll make an end on it. And she sings again. By Guy, and by St. Charity, alack and fie for shame, young men will do it if they come to it. By cock they are to blame. Quoth she, before you tumbled me, you promised me to wed. So would I ha' done by yonder sun, and thou hadst not come to my bed. How long hath she been thus? I hope all will be well. We must be patient, but I cannot choose but weep to think they should lay him i' the cold ground. My brother shall know of it, and so I thank you for your good counsel. Come, my coach. Good night, ladies. Good night, sweet ladies. Good night. Good night. Ophelia exits. Follow her close. Give her good watch, I pray you. Horatio exits. Oh, this is the poison of deep grief. It springs all from her father's death. Oh, Gertrude, Gertrude, when sorrows come, they come not single spies, but in battalions. First her father slain, next your son gone, and he, most violent author of his own just reprove. The people, muddied, thick and unwholesome in their thoughts and whispers, for good Polonius's death, and we have done but greenly and hugger-mugger to inter him. Poor Ophelia, divided from herself and her fair judgment, without the which we are pictures or mere beasts. Last, and as much containing as all these, her brother is in secret come from France, feeds on his wonder, keeps himself in clouds, and wants not buzzes to infect his ear with pestilent speeches of his father's death, wherein necessity of matter beggared, will nothing stick our person to a rein in ear and ear. Oh, my dear Gertrude, this like to a murdering peace, in many places gives me superfluous death. A noise is heard from within.
Alack, what noise is this?
Where are my Switzers? Let them guard the door. Another gentleman enters.
What is the matter?
Save yourself, my lord. The ocean, overpeering of his list, eats not the flats with more impetuous haste than young Laertes in a riotous head, or bear your officers, the rabble, call him lord. And as the world were now but to begin, antiquity forgot, custom not known, the ratifiers and props of every word then cry, choose we, Laertes shall be king. Caps, hands, and tongues applauded to the clouds. Laertes shall be king, Laertes king.
How cheerfully on the false trail they cry. Oh, this is counter, you false Danish dogs. The doors are broke.
Noise is heard from within. Laertes enters, armed, and there are many Danes following.
Where is this king? Sirs, stand you all without.
The Danes reply,
no, let us come in. I pray you give me leave.
The Danes reply,
we will, we will.
They retire without the door.
I thank you. Keep the door.
Oh, thou vile king, give me my father.
Calmly, good Laertes. That drop of blood that calm proclaims me bastard, cries cuckold to my father, brands the harlot, even here, between the chaste, unsmirched brow of my true mother. What is the cause, Laertes, that thy rebellion looks so giant-like? Let him go, Gertrude. Do not fear our person. There's such divinity doth hedge a king. That treason can but peep to what it would, acts little of his will. Tell me, Laertes, why thou art thus incensed? Let him go, Gertrude. Speak, man.
Where is my father?
Dead.
But not by him.
Let him demand his fill.
How came he dead? I'll not be juggled with. To hell allegiance, vows to the blackest devil, conscience and grace to the profoundest pit, I dare damnation. To this point I stand, that both the worlds I give to negligence, let come what comes, only I'll be revenged most thoroughly for my father.
Who shall stay you?
My will, not all the world, and for my means I'll husband them so well, they shall go far with little.
Good Laertes, if you desire to know the certainty of your dear father's death, is it writ in your revenge that sweepstake you will draw both friend and foe, winner and loser?
None but his enemies.
Will you know them, then? To his good friends thus wide I'll ope my arms, and like the kind life-rendering pelican repass them with my blood.
Why now, you speak like a good child and a true gentleman, that I am guiltless of your father's death, and am most sensible in grief for it. It shall as level to your judgment pierce as day does to your eye.
The Danes are heard from within.
Let her come in.
How now? What noise is that?
Ophelia re-enters.
Oh, heat! Dry up my brains. Tears seven times salt burn out the sense and virtue of mine eye. By heaven thy madness shall be paid by weight, till our scale turn the beam. O Rose of May, dear maid, kind sister, sweet Ophelia! O heavens! Is it possible a young maid's wits should be as moral as an old man's life? Nature is fine in love, and where 'tis fine, it sends some precious instance of itself after the thing it loves.
Ophelia sings.
They bore him barefaced on the bier, hey nonny, nonny, hey nonny, and in his grave rained many a tear, fare you well, my dove. Hadst thou thy wits and didst persuade revenge, it could not move thus.
Ophelia sings more.
You must sing a down, and you call him a downer. Oh, how the wheel becomes it, it is the false steward that stole his master's daughter. This nothing's more than matter.
Ophelia sings again.
There's rosemary, that's for remembrance, pray. Love, remember, and there is pansies, that's for thoughts.
A document in madness, thoughts and remembrance fitted.
There's fennel for you and columbines, there's rue for you, and here's some for me. We may call it herb grace or Sundays. Oh, you must wear your rue with a difference. There's a daisy, I would give you some violets, but they withered all when my father died. They say he made a good end.
And she sings more.
For bonny sweet robin is all my joy.
Thought and affliction, passion, hell itself, she turns to favour and to prettiness.
Ophelia sings again.
And will he not come again? And will he not come again? No, no, he is dead. Go to thy deathbed. He never will come again. His beard was as white as snow, or flaxen was his poll. He is gone, and we cast away moan. God have mercy on his soul. And of all Christian souls, I pray God, God be with ye.
Ophelia exits.
Do you see this, O God?
Laertes, I must commune with your grief, or you deny me right.
Go but apart. Make choice of whom your wisest friends you will, and they shall hear and judge twixt you and me. If by direct or by collateral hand they find us touched, we will our kingdom give, our crown, our life, and all that we can ours to you in satisfaction. But if not, be you content to lend your patience to us, and we shall jointly labor with your soul to give it due content.
Let this be so. His means of death is obscure funeral. No trophy, sword, nor hatchment o'er his bones. No noble rite, nor formal ostentation. Cry to be heard as 'twere from heaven to earth, that I must call it the question.
So you shall. And where the offence is, let the great axe fall. I pray you, go with me.
All exit. The end of Act 4, Scene 5, of The Tragedy of Hamlet by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.